And you're listening to Talk Radio 1190. It's the Ask the Experts radio show. I'm John Wolfe, and I have a great guest with me today, Mr. Charles Barnaby. How are you today, Charles?
Doing fine. How about you, John?
I'm doing just great, and hopefully everybody's AC and units are doing great, but if not, you're here to fix it. Tell us about Barnaby Heating and Air. How did you get into the business?
Well, I worked for several people, and I designed control systems, and then they talked me into taking over the mechanical side of the business, and I kind of got into it, and it stuck with me. So I've worked for a few different companies over the years, and I woke up one day and said, I just want to start my own company.
There you go. It sounds like hard but rewarding work.
It's been good.
I know one time when our unit went out in our house for a couple of days before anybody showed up, I said to the man who showed up to fix it, I said, I guess people are pretty angry by the time you get out here. He said, no, they're really thrilled when they see my truck coming down the street.
Well, yeah, and they're a little more demanding now. We try to get to everybody the same day if it's totally out and they only have one unit. You know, prioritize it so that minimize their discomfort.
Right, right. And what's the phone number? What's the website? I don't want to leave that out.
It's our phone number is 972-412-0150. Website is www.barnabyheatingandair.com.
Easy to remember. And that's and, of course, and
yes.
air.com. Okay. And what does it cost if somebody there are no free inspections, I believe you said. You know, you've got to get someone out there. You've got to get a truck out there, time and money. And, you know, on some things, you go into a store or something, it doesn't cost you anything to look. But in your case, it's a situation where you're servicing someone. So how does that work?
Well, you know, we have to send a truck to your house. You can't load your air conditioner in your car and bring it to us to service it or look at it. And there is a cost incurred with that. Vehicles, people, you know, overhead insurance, different things like that. There are a lot of guys that will tell you they're coming out for no service call. I promise you it's hidden somewhere in the price of the work they're doing, because nobody can work for free. If they do, they won't be in business very long.
Is there anything people should watch out for, since you mentioned that there can be kind of a shell game involved with some less than scrupulous people in your field?
If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
What could people do just to try to save a little money on their energy bills, even without having any actual problems?
Well, the biggest thing is keep the filters changed. You don't want it to restrict the air moving through the coil. If you restrict it too much, it'll freeze up and it's going to quit cooling. You'll have water everywhere. And if you do the filters on a regular basis and then rinse out the condensing unit outside, if it looks like a blanket and it can't process the refrigerant like it should to get it back to the state of liquid so it can go back into the system.
Okay, if people aren't familiar with that, and I should mention again, we're talking to Charlie Barnaby of Barnaby Heating and Air. What's the simple way that people could hose that off, or what are the time frames they need to do it?
Well, I tell people to do it at least two times a summer. In the wintertime, you're not using your air conditioner. Unless it's a heat pump, then you may have to worry about it. Unplug the power, disconnect to it. There's a big gray box with a plug in it. Kill the power and just rinse the coils out very lightly. You don't want to do it real hard. You'll lay the fins over. Then you'll be calling somebody to come out and comb the fins on the unit.
Now, are we talking about just spraying on the side, or do you spray down the middle where the blades are?
Oh, no. You'd have to take the blades out if you were going to do it. We do it from the outside and just spray in very lightly, spray into the fins and rinse it out.
What separates you from everybody else? I mean, obviously, you're an honest person. You're saying we have a nominal charge to come out. What makes your service great?
Well, it's hard to say without trying to brag on us. We have a lot of happy customers. You know, I've never had a complaint with the state, and which is very rare in our business. We treat people like we want to be treated. You know, our whole goal is to come in and make you comfortable. If you're not comfortable with us, you're not going to be happy with us. And that's just it right there. We gain your trust and your friendship.
Okay. And you mentioned about the having no complaints. How can people check up on whatever company they're using?
It doesn't matter who you're using. Check us all out. Better Business Bureau, you can check us out there. Go to TDLR, Texas Department of License and Regulations, and you can check everybody and see who's had complaints or any kind of actions taken against them. You know, your air conditioner is a very important piece of equipment.
Oh, yes.
So you want to make sure you're dealing with somebody that you feel comfortable with.
And what is the smallest thing that people don't do? Maybe it's the filters. I don't know. That causes them the biggest problems that you see when you go out there.
You just nailed it. The filter.
I got it from you.
Yeah, we've gone in houses and they look like blankets. If it can't move there, it's not going to cool the house.
And going to cause more strain on the system. Obviously.
It'll cause strain on the system. It will also cause it to freeze up. And if your unit's in the attic, if you don't have pan switches, float switches to shut it off when water starts dripping out, you're going to have a ceiling problem.
I have to admit, I'm an ignoramus. We have the unit outside, and then there's a big unit in the attic. Yeah. And I never know what part is going to need the major repair.
It's a crapshoot with it. Either one of the most expensive thing is a compressor outside. It's inside the condensing unit. That's your biggest expense as far as air conditioning. Now, as far as heating, if you have a gas furnace, it's pretty important inside. They all have, every one of them have mechanical components in them, and they can fail at any time. A good maintenance program will keep people on top of it. We can let you know you're starting to show wear here, or you're going to have an issue here in the future. Just kind of prepare you for it.
And what would you say if somebody needs, how does somebody know if they're being given an honest story when a repair company comes and says, oh, you need a whole new unit? And they were hoping to hear something like, oh, you just need this tube changed.
Well, it's funny. I ran across it yesterday. A guy called and he wanted us to come out and look. And he was like, man, I hope I don't have to buy a new unit. Come to find out, he just had a loose wire. That's where you have to have a good trusting relationship with your service provider, and we have to have a good trusting relationship with you as our customer. Unfortunately, there are people out there that will say things that you don't need. You just have to kind of check everybody out. That's why I say go to the Better Business Bureau. Check everybody out.
And even that will only show if there's been a complaint made at the Better Business Bureau. And maybe settled, or maybe if you live in a town that's not the same one that a complaint came in on, you wouldn't know probably. But what speaking of that, what geographical area does Barnaby Heat and Air?
We are based in Rowlett, and we try to maintain a 21-mile radius around our area. Will we go out further? We have done that for certain customers, but that's our preferred market is within 21 miles of our office.
If somebody needs part of the system change, can you give a basic ballpark price range for the outside unit? Runs from 3,000 to 9,000, or 3,000, that's a pretty big range, but 3,000 to 5,000, or does it all depend on the size of the house? And it's a really unfair question.
You really need to get an honest, fair price. The guy giving you the price needs to see the conditions. I mean, there's different ways these things have to be installed. If some of them, you can take them right in the attic or put them right in a closet, okay. And there are ones you have to remove the closet door or pull the attic stairs. Of course, that takes more money to do that, more labor. We don't give ballpark prices. It's just, I think it's a bad habit to get into. But we don't charge to come out and give you an estimate on replacing your unit either.
Well, now I'm a little confused. You see, because there is a service charge. It's just to show up.
That's for diagnostics.
Okay.
Well, if we're coming out to troubleshoot your unit and diagnose it and repair it, there is a service charge.
Okay.
If you call us and say, I want to replace my unit, I just want an estimate for replacing my unit, we don't charge for that because that wouldn't be fair to you.
Okay. And it gives someone a comparison if someone else had come and said, you need a whole new unit, and it wasn't 112 degrees in their house at the moment. So they say, just do it. Just do it. Well, there's still two of us alive in here.
And that happens.
We are speaking with Charles Barnaby of Barnaby Heating and Air. Their phone number is 972-412-0150, 972-412-0150. And they've been in business for 15 years. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Talk Radio 1190, the Ask the Experts radio show. We'll be right back.